Good morning. Welcome to your Daily 10. I'm Andrew, and today we're going to be doing a technique. Our technique will be hear out. So if we think about our techniques, we would offer that each technique has a focus range and an instruction set. And so in our focus range today, we're in hear space. And we're narrowing our focus range within hear space to just outer exterior sounds. And that will be our focus range for this. And then in, let me get my timer ready so that we don't go over. So that's our focus range, hear out. And then our instruction set really is going to be to try to tune for you to how hear out is most optimal for you. We have the option of being able to have a very wide aperture as far as what we're listening to, so everything is sort of available to us. Or we are honing in on like a specific sort of thing. Maybe that's the hum of a refrigerator or the sound of air being blown through a vent. Traffic, something that is rich and changing, but relatively stable within a sit. And then, of course, there's the third option, which is that we just freely float to sounds as they arise. So we're open and receptive. A sound arises, we focus on that, and then that sound will dissipate, and then we'll focus on the next and kind of go in that range. So that's kind of our instruction set. We have one of those three options to go with. So let's go ahead and begin our sit. I like to, like probably all the coaches here, I like to go through what I refer to as kind of a pre-flight checklist. And that's to kind of get my body situated in a posture that is conducive for a relaxed, alert state. So that posture is upright, dignified, and one that I can hold for my 10 or so minutes. As I begin, I like to, again, in the Shinsen has such an appropriately efficient stretch up and settle in instruction as the beginning of sits. So we stretch up and settle into our posture. Before we sort of operate in our focus range or switch to that, just a settling in sort of aspect. So if the breath is your jam, you may want to do some elongated breaths. So what do I mean by elongated? A breath in and an extended exhalation. So there's this upward motion of breathing in and that downward settling motion of exhaling. So elongating that downward motion. If the breath isn't your thing and you're more used to getting into feel space, just the settling in of the weight of the body and your posture. And that settling in feeling is available to you even if you're laying down or standing. So as we begin, all sounds are welcome. So that's a notion here. So throughout this sit, you'll likely hear my dog moving around. And part of why I practice hear out more often is that for some reason when I'm sitting, she feels more comfortable to eat. So the banging of her bowl is something that will arise, change, pass away. So we're noting our hear out and optionally labeling it here. In my environment, I can hear roosters, hear my dog chewing, hear. helicopters. So again, those who sit decide. So if you want to start with a wide, open, accepting, kind of listening to all the things. Focusing on what's available. So the hum of a hot water pot, the buzz of a fridge. Often a sit in, hear out will abide by ion, interest, opportunity, necessity. You've probably heard that acronym before. Maybe a sound that's present that's interesting. There may be something that is an opportunity that arises while in, hear out. If you have barking neighbors, dogs, or other things, you may need to work with that sound out of just pure necessity. As we focus on outer sounds, we may get internally activated. So we may find there's a lot of activity in talk space here in. That's okay. Just an acknowledgement that's out of our focus range and coming back to hear out. You may want to, again, focus on a particular sound or free float as sounds arise in your space. Note them, label them here, and then adopt that open stance again. You may notice you're bracing against a particular sound. It's natural. As we practice concentration, clarity, and equanimity skills, we can think of that bracing as an opportunity for practicing a smoothness around equanimity. We can think of equanimity as a non-interference. So that bracing around sounds isn't bad, it's just something to note. Know that it's out of our focus range and go back to hear out. as we start our practice, our equanimity muscle, or that equanimity muscle group, may be such that we feel like external sounds have come and decided to ruin our sit, or they're specifically seeking us out to distract us. So I like to favor a hear-out practice just as a way of making those sounds an object of my meditation. Good. Just a little over a minute left. And our 10 minutes is complete. If you've had your eyes closed, feel free to open them. Hopefully, the hear out, if you haven't done this before, was a nice way of sort of isolating on a particular aspect of experience. I have found hear out to be one of the most effective for cultivating my equanimity with my surroundings and avoiding that feeling that the universe is just trying to mess with my meditation. And so as I'm able to hear out and accept and have that sort of non-interfering stance, I feel like that has really grown my practice. So thank you for your time and have a great day.